Good morning. This is Mdundo Newspaper Review, 1st of February 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. Starting off with Daily Times, the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has voiced its concerns over the effect of the current force scarcity in the upcoming general elections. Speaking at a consultative meeting with the National Union of Road Transport Workers yesterday in Abuja, INEC Chairman Professor Mahmood Yakubu said it will meet with the NNPC to find solutions to better the current force scarcity to enable ease of transportation on election day. And also on Daily Times, CBN Governor Godwin Emefiele has assured Nigerians that they will not lose their money following the phasing out of the old 200, 500 and 1,000 Naira notes. Speaking in a meeting with the ad hoc committee on Tuesday, Emefiele said Nigerians will still be allowed to deposit their old Naira notes even when the notes cease from being a legal tender from 10th of February 2023. Moving on to The Sun, Labour Party presidential candidate Peter Obi has asked university authorities to give Nigerian students a break to enable them to travel back to their place of registration so they can vote in the upcoming general elections. Obi said this during a meeting with observers from European Union Election Observation Mission on Monday evening, where he also voiced his concerns over the inability of some Nigerians to pick up their PVCs. And moving on to The Nation, the absence of Ekweremadu's daughter in court has stalled the trial of the senator who is in jail for alleged organ harvesting. When the court resumed trial on Monday, Sonia's defense team told the court that she was unable to attend proceedings because she's currently in hospital with an unspecified illness. Her lawyers also submitted a psychological report asserting that she's not fit to stand trial. Sonia is said to be suffering from kidney disease and needs a transplant. And coming from The Punch, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, is set to raid new Naira notes racketeers in top commercial cities including Kaduna, Port Harcourt and Lagos. The EFCC hinted this on Tuesday after arresting a ring of new note racketeers at Zone 4, Wuse and Dede Aziz of Federal Capital Territory, Abuja. Also from The Punch, at least one person lost their life and several others were injured as a heavily loaded petrol tanker crossed three tricycles in Ikoto area of Lagos State on Tuesday. An eyewitness told The Punch that the tanker driver lost control when he got to the synagogue church end of road. Moving on to Nigerian Tribune, suspected heathers on Tuesday afternoon at Gwe West local government area of Benue State killed the divisional police officer of Naka Division, Mahmoud Abubakar. The state's commission of police, Wale Abbas, confirming the death of the DPO, said he was ambushed and killed by unknown gunmen. Finally, from Business Day, stakeholders have raised concerns over the possible increase in bird strike and air pollution at the Lagos airport. This is due to stacks of refuse at various spots at the airport. Business Day's Tuesday visit to both the local and international sections of the airport confirmed its poor condition, with passengers complaining of offensive odor coming from the refuse dump areas.